Hey, 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 welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. How are you all doing, beloveds? I hope everyone is doing well. Come on in, come on in, come on in. I know you guys had a long day. I know it was busy. I know it was crazy, but you made it, right? You made it. Okay, so come on in. Take off your coat. Go ahead and drop your bags, your purse, your shoes, your boots, whatever. Come on in the kitchen. Grab you something to drink, something warm and comforting to the soul. And come on in our room and just have a sit down. Go ahead, get your favorite pillow. Get comfortable, girl. Take a deep breath in. And exhale slow. What's up? What's going on? How are you doing, beloveds? How are you? I hope everyone is doing amazing. I hope you are feeling good. I hope your day was absolutely prosperous. It was just a good day for you guys. And even though you may have some, you know, some moments, you know, you had some arguments or disagreements or things just did not work well, still, it's a good day, right? Because you made it and you're here. So first of all, I'm going to give my shout out to all of my listeners out there, and especially to my brothers out there. I know there are a couple of them out there that definitely are enjoying this, enjoying my podcast and the episodes. I truly do appreciate every single one of my brothers out there. And I do appreciate the love and the support, you know, that you guys are pouring out there for me, and you're passing this podcast along to all of the other podcasters, you know, that enjoy listening and all those things like that. I do appreciate you so, so very much. And of course, if you want to support my podcast and you want to bless me monetarily and all that good stuff, my Cash App is $Tawanta, T-W-O-N-T-A. And of course, if you have PayPal, my PayPal info is paypal.me/Tawanta Jones. So you have both of those options to choose how sees fit for you to go ahead and bless me. I appreciate it in advance and all those great things. So listen, we are going to continue with the 12 days of Giftmas. Yes, yes, yes. Woo! I am doing good, y'all. I'm doing good. I'm staying consistent on this bad boy, okay? Because you know I come every week, and so I have to really drill this in my head. Like, okay, you have to do another episode, you know? So I am definitely on top of things, and I am so, so excited as to, you know, what this 12 days of Giftmas is, you know, doing. It's blessing me personally. I don't know about y'all, but I know I'm being blessed by it, you know? And I'm hoping that what you have been listening so far, that you are truly taking it all in and you are, you know, executing it out as well, you know, to your loved ones, to your family, to your peers, to your neighbors and all of that. Because, you know, we are in this holiday season. Well, it's all about, you know, love and compassion and, you know, family and all those things. But more importantly, it's about Jesus Christ, of course, our Lord and Savior. You know, and we want to extend the same, you know, love and, you know, friendship and all those things, even after the fact, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to make it, you know, so, what is it? So, plain or not so much, that's not even the word I'm trying to say, but we don't want to stick to the tradition. You know what I mean? When the holidays here, everybody's all sensitive and really, you know, more cautious of people and, you know, people's issues and concerns and stuff like that. So you want to open up your heart or open up your doors to invite people in and all that stuff. That's awesome. That's great. But I would love for us to extend that even further after the holidays, after Christmas, after New Year's, you know what I'm saying? Continue to do that, you know, because you just don't understand, you know, who you serve, you know, you don't know who that person that you're serving, you know, because Jesus was all about service. He was serving other people, I'm trying to say, you know, and, you know, a lot of people, we need to do that. We need to do more of that. Instead of expecting gifts for, you know, for us, we need to be that gift for others. So today, day four, we are talking about the gift of fellowship. Yes, the gift of fellowship. How important it is for us to fellowship with people. You know, I know there's some people that are very private type people, you know, they really don't associate themselves out with people, you know, with a crowd of folk and all of that. And I get that, you know, I'm an introvert type of person. And, you know, I'm pretty much to myself, you know, since I'm the only child, you know, I pretty much have always been to myself, you know, but I realized as I got older that, you know, I'm missing out, you know, other things, you know, that's outside of my doors. You know what I'm saying? I'm missing, you know, learning new things with people, you know, building relationships with other people instead of the people in my comfort zone. And I really didn't have a whole lot of friends back in the day, you know, and I had those very few, and God knows I'm very grateful for those very few and all of that. But, you know, I mean, there was so much more. And I had to learn to step out of my comfort zone. I had to learn how to open up my mouth. I had to learn how to make the effort, you know, to learn more about myself, or to learn more about life, to learn more about, you know, what's out there for me. You know what I mean? You know, it's so important that we need to learn more about ourselves. You know, what we know about ourselves now is good, but God is letting us know there's so much more that I have put in you. You know, and we don't give, you know, the time that we should. We don't take the time, you know, and just go beyond that. We just stay in our little comfort zone and we're like, well, I'm fine where I am and this, that, or whatever. But you don't understand that, you know, though the opportunities that await for you, that can truly take you up a little bit further towards your destiny. So it's so important, ladies, that we definitely do need to fellowship with one another. And I know in this day and age right now, a lot of people, like I said, don't really do that as much as they used to when I was growing up. Back in the day, it was so personal, you know, families came together, friends came together, and we congregated, you know, and not just so much at church, but it was just, we just came by, you know, people come to my mom's house sometimes, and, you know, we go over to other people's houses, especially that, you know, if they invited us, we would come and everything like that. And we just had a good time. We learned about each other, you know, we cried with each other, we prayed with each other, you know what I'm saying? And we just enjoyed the memories that we were building, you know, together. And even in church as well. And to me, I learned so much through those, you know, through those people that I, you know, that I fellowship with. And to this day, some of the things that was taught to me when I was a child, I still carry it to my to my life today. And I also share that blessings to my daughters today. So it is important, you know, guys, to start building, you know, relationships, you know, start connecting with other people, start learning more about people, even, and not just people in your, you know, in your nationality, you know, but go outside of that as well. Learn other people's cultures. You know what I mean? Learn other people's cultures, learn about, you know, their traditions and all of that. Because yeah, people may celebrate Thanksgiving, but everyone has their own tradition. Everyone has their own way of how they celebrate Thanksgiving. Not everybody has the same menu on Thanksgiving, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, some people don't even cook turkey. You know, they have something else, you know, and I know for us, for those of us who've been, you know, serving turkey for Thanksgiving dinner for many, many years, you know, if you know, we hear somebody else's menu and it's not turkey on the menu, they serve fish or, you know, or something else, you know, you look at them cross-eyed, but that could be their tradition, you know, and you need to understand, you got to learn about other people's cultures. And then when you learn about other people's cultures, you have better compassion. You're more humble. You're more humbled once you learn about other people's lifestyle and cultures and all those things. And even when it comes to your faith, y'all, there's a lot of people, they say they have faith, but it doesn't mean that they believe in God. Come on now. Right? And there are people who say they believe in God, but yet they still have some some debates on certain scriptures or about Jesus and all these things, you know. Some people celebrate God totally different, and especially at the church, there's so many different denominations, you know, all over the country, man. You know, you got Methodists, you got Protestants, you got Catholics, you got Episcopalian, you got all of these different ministries here, different churches, and each one of them, you know, serve God differently. And yet we sometimes scratch our head and wonder, like, well, how come they don't shout like we shout? Right? You know what I'm saying? How come they take communion every Sunday and we don't? We only take it once a month. You know what I mean? You know, and we, instead of us just going ahead and start pointing that finger out and start judging and all this other stuff, how about if we just take the time and learn about them? You know, this build a relationship with those individuals. And you might know some people like that right now. You know what I'm saying? They, y'all serve God and y'all rejoice and all that. But yet when you go to their church, they have a whole different service versus the service you have. You know what I'm saying? And yet you may be questioning in your mind, like, well, how come they do this versus how we do it at our church? And if you take the time out to explain, because you're not asking in a rude way, you just need to know. You just would like to know, okay? Because everyone does it differently. But that's how you form friendship. That's how you form a relationship, right? You fellowship together and, you know, and you respect each other more. You respect each other more, right? So it's so important that we definitely need to extend that invitation of fellowship out to those individuals, even to our neighbors. You know, you may just want to invite them over for a cup of coffee or just have them over for, you know, a game night or something like that. It doesn't always have to be something in regards to your faith or anything like that, but just things in general. You know what I mean? You're building relationship. You know, you want people to know that there's someone out there that does care. You know what I'm saying? There's someone out there that does care. And I get it. People are really funny now. People are really apprehensive about extending, you know, their house to other people because you just don't know who you're dealing with and all of that. I get that. And sometimes you know, you don't even have to invite them to your house. Sometimes you could just meet at a restaurant, you know, meet at Starbucks or someplace, you know, and just start building that fellowship together. It's so, so important. This is how you learn. This is how you grow. And you know what? When you start, you know, building this relationship with people, that person could be a blessing for you in the future to come. That person could truly bless you in the new season that God is, you know, sent, you know, bringing you towards to. You know, that person could be a blessing in your career of choice. You know, you just don't know how that person can really, you know, be a blessing in your life. But we would never know that, you know, we would never know that if, you know, if we continue to stay locked up in our own little comfort box. You know, like, I'm going to stay where I am. I ain't going out. Mm-mm. People crazy out here and all this stuff. That, yeah, well, people are crazy, but that's not everybody, though. That's not everybody, you know, and especially at church, we need to, you know, fellowship at church. God wants us to build that relationship at church. This is how you learn and grow. Definitely more importantly about the Lord. You learn about the word of God, but also when you fellowship with other people, you know, you're not by yourself when it comes to your circumstances, when it comes to hardships, when it comes through concerns or whatever is going on in your personal life. You know, you're not standing alone. You know, you are not by yourself in that storm. You get to see other people in that church raising their hand and crying and just praying or praising God, you know, because they too are going through some hardship. They too are going through some pain. They too are going through a loss or whatever it is. And you realize, like, wow, okay, God, I see that my sister and my brother are going through something similar, or they're going through some pain as like I am, and I'm not alone in this thing. See, when you stay stuck up in your little confinement box, the enemy's going to drill in your head telling you lies that you are all by yourself. Nobody can understand or nobody relate. Nobody cares about you. This, that, da, 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 da. And you need to just die in your misery. And God doesn't want you to fall prey to that. He wants us to go and fellowship with other God, Christian family people and come to the church, come together. So you could be prayed up. You could be covered up with love and covered up in prayer and be supported by those as well, by those pastors, those ministers, or just those friends in the church. It's so important, everybody, that we definitely need to extend this gift of fellowship, because God wants to fellowship with us. You know what I mean? He wants to fellowship. He's waiting for us to build this relationship with him on a daily basis. Not when we are in need, not when we are in distress, not when things are going all crazy. Even when things are going crazy, that's the time we're supposed to come to him. Even when things are going great, that's the time we are supposed to come to him. We are supposed to build a relationship with him. The gift of fellowship is vital. It's important. It's so important. You don't understand how that collaboration of friends coming together, you don't understand how that is going to elevate you. It's going to elevate you spiritually. It's going to elevate you, emotionally, mentally. It's going to elevate you. It's going to take you higher. And then you're going to start to see some things start to shift in your life because of that fellowship, because of you stepping out of the comfort zone, because of you stepping out of fear. Okay, because there's a lot of people who stay shut in their homes. I have a neighbor now that's a few doors down from me, and I am not lying to you. That lady do not come out of her house except when her relative may come. Other than that, I don't see mother. I don't see her. Now, I don't even know her personally, so I can't really say, about her personality or anything like that. I will not dare say, dare assume anything. But what I have seen since I've been living here in this neighborhood, it's been the same thing. And I've been here for over 10 plus years. And I'm telling you the truth. That lady is in that house by herself. She doesn't have any family living in there with her. She has a brother that comes every now and then to help, with the repairs and the maintenance of the house or whatever like that. But that's it. Other than that, she has the curtains closed. You can't see nothing. Even if you're not trying to look in her house, you just don't see nothing. You know what I mean? It's like, does anybody live there? Yeah, somebody lives there. But she's in her confinement, space. And yeah, she goes out every now and then. I have seen her drive out of her car and drive and head on over, out to run errands or whatever that she, normally does, But other than that, she's in that house by herself. Now, maybe she, she's happy and content. Who knows? I don't know. But I wonder sometimes, if she really, has, started building the confidence to go out more than normal and start, building relationships with other people outside of her family members. I wonder, And so I know that there are other people out there just like her, that they just prefer to be in their little box, all just in their own zone. They don't want to be around folk. They don't trust people, blah, 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 blah. And I'm telling you, that's just selfishness. It really, really is, because not only are you missing the blessing from those people, but they are missing the blessing that's in you as well. Every single one of us is purpose filled. Every single one of us are gifted. Every single one of us has powerful talents, all of that. But yet we are not giving ourselves fully out to the world because of fear. Okay. And that's just real talk. You don't understand. That's why I said it's selfishness, because you are not willing to extend the gifts that God has put in your life. right? Because you are afraid. You are afraid. You don't want to go out the door. You don't want to associate yourself with people. You know, if you see your neighbor, neighbors don't really want to say none to you, child. It is, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, really? Oh my goodness. You know, and but that's just how it is with this, with society today. A lot has been going on in our country and all of those things. And a lot of people are just, you know, living with fear. But God wants you to know that He is with you always. And He will definitely bless you with those individuals that will speak life to you, right? That will build you up. They will give you words of encouragement, you know, words that will, you know, get you moving a little quicker, you know, remind you of the love of God, that God truly loves them and there's greatness in them and that they don't need to be afraid about anything. Yes, there's craziness in the world, but you know that 1,000 may fall at that side, 10,000 at that right hand, but it's not going to come near you, boo. It ain't going to come near your home. Your family is blessed. Their family is covered by the blood of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And you, that's why I'm saying it's so important for us to fellowship in church. We need to go back into church. People are so comfortable with just saying, well, I don't need to go to church. I can listen to the sermons on YouTube now and all this stuff. I get that every now and then. And thank God for technology where, you know, people can go on live and people can be blessed to watch services, you know, while they're at work or while they're in their sick bed or whatever reason. But if you are fine and you healthy and you strong and you have the mobility of your limbs, shugs, you should be in church, period. Period, period, period. You know, yeah, you blessed by receiving the word when you hear it on YouTube or any other social media outlet, but it's not the same when you are literally in the sanctuary. Oh my gosh. And especially when it's lit, when the anointing is there and you sense it in the presence right there, you sense His presence right there on YouTube or whatever, you just, in the back of your mind, your mind is saying, oh, I wish I was there right now. Oh, I wish I was at Bishop T.D. Jakes' church. Oh, I wish I was at so-and-so church. You know what I'm saying? Because a bishop's church is always lit, right? His church is always on fire. And you wish you could be there. Some of you probably live right down the street from Bishop. I don't know. You know, but you don't go. You don't go. Now, with the exception of those who have to work, that's totally different. I'm not disputing that. But for those who just home, just to be home, come through, come through. Come on now. Because we have conditioned ourselves and we have allowed the enemy to tell us, oh, you don't need to go to church. You don't need to fellowship with anybody. You know, that's why you got social media. That's why you got YouTube. That's why you got Facebook. You know, they on here live. Just enjoy yourself. You can cook. You can clean. You can wash your dishes. You can vacuum. You can wash your dirty clothes. You know, and you still be blessed. You know, and of course now you can tithe right electronically and all of that. And that's good. But it's still not the same when you're there inside the sanctuary. Plus, you are amongst other people that you can fellowship with, that you can laugh with, that you can pray with. You know what I'm saying? And somebody can pray with you and for you. Somebody can just hold you, embrace you while you let the tears fall, honey. Come through, come through. You know what I'm saying? Let 2020 be a new year for you that you're going to step out of your comfort zone and start building relationships, start building a fellowship of people, you know, and be confident in that fellowship, be confident in that relationship and all those things. I'm telling you, y'all, the gift of fellowship is so vital in our lives, as I said before, because you just don't know how that person can bless you in the long haul. And how you can be a blessing to them as well. Okay? So definitely, everybody, go ahead and just extend that gift. Just like God extend fellowship to us, because He's waiting for us to go ahead and say, Lord, I need this fellowship with You right now. And don't you know He's right there? He's right there waiting on you to invite Him into your heart, into your life, into your situation, into your home, into your marriage, into your finances, into your career, into your children. He's waiting. And not just because of things being so stressed and overwhelmed. He wants to come in even when the sun shines, even when it's blue skies, even when it's torrential rain, even when it's thunderstorm. He wants to be in your life all day, every day, 365 days of the year, sugar. Okay? That's what I'm saying. For real, for real. Because he wants, you know, help you, and he wants to teach you, and he wants to elevate you. You know, he loves you so, so much. But if we continue to stay stuck in our own way, you know, guess what? We are giving the enemy the opportunity. We're giving him leverage to come into our minds and start speaking all crazy stuff, you know. And a lot of us are falling prey to that as we speak. And you still wonder why your marriage ain't going well, or why you can't find Mr. Right, or why this ain't right, why this ain't going on. You know, because you decided you just going to be selfish and just keep yourself to yourself. If that makes sense, right? You don't want to fellowship with anybody else because you don't trust people. You don't know what their whole motives are and all this stuff. Well, allow God to tell you. That's the hope. You know, it's one of the reasons why to have God in your life, because he will let you know beforehand if that person is sincere, or if that person is manipulative, or if that person is just playing you. He will let you know instead of you taking it upon yourself. Okay. Because like I said, you just don't know who you're associating with. That person could be a blessing in disguise for you. That could be the angel that God has put in your life for a purpose, you know, and a reason. Put him in your life to elevate you to your next destination. So here it is, my beloved. I want you to go ahead, starting today or whatever day you're listening to me, but I want you to go ahead and take this opportunity now and extend this gift of fellowship. Go ahead and be a blessing to someone. Go ahead and invite somebody over to your house. Go ahead or just go and take someone out for a cup of coffee, or just have a good time with them. Go ahead and visit one of your friends' churches, okay? They may have invited you a couple of times, but you like, no, that's all right. I got things to do. And you know full well you ain't got nothing to do, Shugs. You just kind of weird. I love you, but you know, you're just being a little weird right now, you know, because you keep asking these questions, and yet here's an opportunity for you to go to your friend's church and get your questions answered, okay? Come on, I'm just being honest. You're not joining the church, you know, you're just going because your friend invited you, and you want to know. You want to see how they worship God. And I'm telling you, you will be so amazed as to how and what you learn just by, you know, fellowshipping with that person and with those individuals in that location at that church. Okay. So listen, beloveds, I hope this blessed you. I hope this truly inspired you. I hope I didn't go all the way around the corner, but I hope I was direct and I was right there on time. And I hope this truly, you know, really help you to really start looking at your life. You know what I mean? And really start, you know, saying, you know what? I want 2020 to be different for me. I want to be able to go out more. I want to learn more. I want to travel more. I really want to birth out, you know, things that I know that's in me. I want to be birthed out, you know, so I can see what God has for me, because I've really have, and I'm not being foul, but I have really, you know, people have constipated themselves, you know what I'm saying? From really, you know, not, you know, growing. You know what I'm saying? You stop yourself up. You refuse to go. You refuse to learn. You just stay stagnant and stuck. And, you know, and you all, you know, you stopped up, right? You stopped up. You know what I'm saying? And now you need a spiritual enema. Come on through. Now you need some words of wisdom, words of encouragement, words of love, words of life, words of help, you know, that will start releasing all of that stuff in your life, in your heart. You know what I'm saying? And so you can see things from a different perspective, right? Because God wants you to move forward. He wants to bless you, and he wants to bless you more abundantly, daily, every single day, right? So we're going to close with a prayer. And I hope this encouraged and inspired you guys to just go forward and start building fellowship, start using that gift of fellowship and being a blessing to your friends, your neighbors, and people being a blessing to you. Okay, so God, I want to say thank you for this opportunity for me to come on one more time to fellowship with my friends, to fellowship with my sisters, as well as my special guests, my brothers. God, thank you for this opportunity where I'm able to come and to speak this word that you have put in my heart, the gift of fellowship, how it is so important for us to come together. You want us to come together. You want us to, to really get to know one another and to learn from one another. Because I know in your word in Hebrews 10:24-25, you say, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching, you want us to constantly build a relationship and constantly grow in that fellowship. Help us, O Lord, to just release the fear and start building up the confidence, and not to lean on our own understanding, but to lean on you, because you know our future. You know the path that we are supposed to take, and you will direct our paths daily. Right? We don't need to worry about a thing. We don't need to fear about nothing, because you have already taken care of us. You have already covered us. We are covered by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, God, for your love and your protection and grace and mercy that follows us every single day. Wow. Thank you for that, oh God. Thank you for continuing to pour your love on us each day. We give you praise this time at this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.